Bonjour, mi ami. Welcome to the Greg Morgan Show. My name is Greg, and today we are going to talk about how to learn a language. First, let me clear something. I'm not going to give any, you know, like the best way or the shortcut method or learn in 30 days. What I'm going to tell you is about what you should do. Okay, so there are thousands of resources. Free resources like PDFs, apps, and websites, podcasts, videos, and it's up to you to select which one you want, because there is no one universal method. Everyone has a different way of learning. Some people can feed everything once, and some people need to repeat it like 7 or 8 times like me. So I mean, there is no universal method. The first thing you should do is to have an interest. Okay, without an interest you cannot sustain. I mean, I've seen people who start learning a language, but within 5 or 6 days they give up. It's because you need to have an interest, and if you don't have an interest, try to create an interest, like watching the travel shows. For example, when I was learning Norwegian, I was watching all the Norwegian related videos, all the drone videos on YouTube, and you can learn about the history. You can start with the music. The first thing I do when I start learning a language is I start with the music, the modern music, I mean the current trend music, whatever, as well as the traditional music. So that really helps. That's up to you whether you like, some people prefer pop, rock, whatever, but go with the music that, I mean, you will know. So when I started learning German, I mean, I listen to every music. Even now I listen to German music mostly. Icebreaker, Rammstein, Mark Foster, and Sarah Connor. Not only that, some traditional songs of Faun and Omnia, etc. And so learn about the culture, watch travel videos, just try to get some interests anyway. And second thing is to surround yourself with the language. It's, well, to be honest, it's kind of part of the first part, but it's very important. The main thing about surround yourself is, I mean, it means using the sticky notes, or again listening to the music, or watching the movies related to the language, because again, first thing is it keeps on interesting, and that really helps, you know. Sticky notes, like for example, people learning Japanese, well, they have 3 different writing system: hiragana, katakana, kanji. Hiragana and katakana you can learn in a week max, like even, I mean, 10 days, 15 days. But katakana, I mean, those 2136 characters, it will take you a year. So sticky notes are the best. And for vocabulary also, I have sticky notes all over my room. Any language, whether it's German or Japanese or French, I write down everything, grammar rules, anything that I can, you know, that which is tough for me, because I'm not a bright student. I need a multiple repetition. So I just, every sticky note I have, I just read it again and again, like 6 or 7 times a day, and that's how I learn it. So the third thing is to select the method. So there's one thing I learned is, like, you should have multiple sources, and I would recommend to have a source, I mean primary sources, of between 2 to 5. Why is because you know, when you study using one particular language, it's like you are learning it. I mean you won't be able to think logically. If you learn from multiple sources, it will give you ideas, and you know, you will get from multiple point of view. So sometimes, you know, because when anyone who's preparing the study material or an app or a audio, whatever, they always prepare from their point of view. So when we learn from others point of view, we just learn in a pattern, and we may be able to understand sometimes. Sometimes what happens is we think we understood, but we would have understood wrongly. So when what happens is when we do the same thing from another source, another point of view, then I mean sometimes we get the logic. I know it's tough to explain for me, but if you use it, you will know. So but not more than 5, because primary resources, if you have multiple resources, more than 5, it will not be a better one. And obviously secondary resources, which you just touch up like once a week or twice a week. Primary resources are the resources which you use every day. So my primary resource is usually I use Memorize and Duolingo. I just use to maintain my streak and a little bit practice. Mainly I use Memorize and some local resources, like it depends language to language. For example, in German, DW, or some YouTube channel like Learn German with Jenny, Learn German with Anya. Those are some of. So again, in while learning French, Learn French with Vincent. So it depends, but mainly some flashcard apps are a usual one. So the next thing is to revise and speak. You know, whenever you are practicing, you are using the app, just or writing, just read it loudly. Like, don't worry about anyone. I know it's a little tough, but you know, speak it. Then it will give you more clarity. And maintain a notebook, write it down as many times as possible, and speak to yourself. After you reach certain level, just you know, like speak to yourself in that language. Also, like, maintain a schedule, like revising once in every 10 days or once in every 15 days. So whatever you are studying for that 15 days, you have to revise it. And lastly, practice, practice, and practice. There is no shortcut, or you know, as I said before, there's nothing like learn in 30 days or something. It takes hours of practicing and speaking to yourself like an idiot. I mean, in front of, like, I don't even know. I mean, I have done it many times in a subway. I will be listening to the podcast and I will be speaking and the people will be staring at me. So all those embarrassing moments, but it will be worth it. So just practice again and again and again. And the last thing is to try to be active in the, you know, forums or communities wherever you can find, or subreddits. Every language, every major language has a subreddit, and polyglot communities. Wherever you can find, just be active. So it will give you a courage or like encouragement, and you know, whenever you are down, you can you will get help. I mean, I've been active in Learn German subreddit from I don't even know how many years, but the level of help I get there is very good, because I have seen even there are many native speakers in that sub who help in whatever people ask. Even though I completed my B2 in German, but I still go and check, and sometimes I help others or others help me. It's a very good to be in a community. So that's it, guys. I hope you learn something, and never forget, don't give up, keep learning. Okay, guys, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye and take care.